Congratulations on the eve of mid-Sha'ban and Nisf mid-Sha'ban tonight. One of the greatest nights in the Islamic calendar. And it is actually the greatest after Laylatul Qadr in virtue, importance, and holiness. Tonight is the greatest after the night of destiny, Laylatul Qadr. And there are many a'mal, prayers, supplications, du'as to be observed tonight, inshallah. Don't forget about them. Don't miss out on the blessings of this night. So when you go home, make some time, an hour, half an hour, open the book of du'a. There are special du'as and ziyarah, particularly the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that pertains to this night, Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban. And inshallah, tomorrow Friday prayers, but Saturday also we're going to see you inshallah before 6 p.m. Try to be here at 5:45 p.m. because we're going to begin the program at 6 p.m. until Maghrib, which is 8:30 inshallah, where we conclude with dinner. And we're going to celebrate the milad of our 12th Imam, Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Allahumma kulli waliyika al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih, fi hadhihi al-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah, waliyan, wa hafidha, wa qaidan, wa nasira, wa dalilan, wa ayna, hatta tuskinahu ardaka tawa'a, وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه. سورة الأعراف, we continue ayah number 180 and 181 إن شاء الله تعالى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين, سيما ولده وحفيده الإمام المهدي المنتظر عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون. وممن خلقنا أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. والذين كذبوا بآياتنا سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. We mentioned that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His characters are unlimited. Because something which is unlimited, you cannot limit Him with few characters and a few names. We could be limited with a couple of names. My name is Mustafa. You can give me a couple of nicknames. Abu Hadi sometimes. Sometimes people call me Sayyid. Sometimes they call me Sheikh, they get confused. Sometimes Imam, Rabbi, you know. But that's it. Four or five titles, no more. I'm limited. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is unlimited, He cannot be described by several titles or nicknames or characters. He's unlimited. But then we have His names are 99. Why they are 99? Why they are not more? 99 is not a literal number. It's not literal. Allegorical, a metaphor. These are the most important names and the most important characters that we understand them and we relate to them. We understand them and we relate to them. They have been put in 99. Otherwise, if you look into this book, the Holy Quran, His names are more than 1,000. More than 1,000. His characters. But they chose 99. So we relate to them. Because if they go further than that, we do not understand it. Beyond our capacity, beyond our limits of understanding. And these names, they aim for something important. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He says Allah has 99 names. Whoever calls Him with these names, call upon Him with these names, دخل الجنة. He will make it safely to paradise. But not only calling by the tongue, or by the heart. We have to practice them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Ghafoor. One of His characters, Ghafoor, oft forgiving. We have to learn that from Him. We have to be Ghafoor too. We have to learn how to forgive those who live around us. We have to learn how to empty and cleanse this heart from a grudge. If we keep the grudge and the hate, we are not going to be able to reach Him. We're going to fail in reaching Allah. The heart, the ailing heart, the sick heart cannot understand Allah. Allah is only understood and reached by a clean heart. When the heart is clean. Clean from sins, clean from jealousy, and clean from grudge and hate. Nowadays, as I speak to you, there are scores and scores of terrorists in Iraq, killing innocent people, right now. They took over several cities in Iraq in the name of Islam. They carry the banner. On that banner, their banner is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But they mistreat this name. They misrepresent this name. They don't represent the mercy of God. They do not represent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet was sent, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Forgiveness, tolerance. The Prophet used to forgive his enemies. And those people are killing innocent women, children, destroying mosques, Husayniyah. The first thing they did when they captured the city of Mosul, they went after the Shia Muslims in that city. And they started massacring them and killing them. This is not Islam. They did not learn anything from God. Although they have long beards, they carry the Quran in their hand, they say we want to implement Sharia, Islamic Sharia, but they are implementing the Sharia of the Shaytan. Not the Sharia of the Rahman. They are not implementing the Sharia of Allah. Sharia of Allah is based on mercy, on tolerance, on respect for others, on building, not destroying, building. I don't understand what type of Islam they have. I really don't understand. We have a friend, they just mentioned his name, Sayyid Ridha Batha'i. He moved from Iran to study in Najaf. He went 2 days ago to visit the Imamain, the Askariyain in Samarra with his wife and little baby. On his way back from Samarra to Najaf, they captured him and they cut his head. Him, his wife, and his little baby. And when he went missing, his friends, they called him on the cell phone. Someone answered from those terrorists, the jihadis, the terrorists. He said to them, congratulations, we killed him now, and you Shias are kafir, and this, and this, and this, and that. Is this Islam? This is Islam? This is the Holy Quran? This is the Islamic Sharia? This is the Sharia of Muawiyah and Yazid, the Sharia of Shaitan. And they would not succeed. Even if they take over several cities, at the end, they're going to be defeated. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Indeed, indeed, falsehood and evil is bound to perish, even if they take over for several days or months or years. Taliban, they stayed in Afghanistan for many years, but they perished. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. So we mentioned the 99 names of Allah to learn from them, to emulate them, to incorporate them in our life. One of them is Ghafoor. One of them is Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most merciful, the most compassionate. Do we have compassion in the heart? Do we have compassion? Let's ask ourselves. You have to fill your heart with compassion and mercy. One of them is As-Sadiq. Allah is a truthful. Do we speak the truth? Are we honest and truthful? One of them is Al-Amin. Allah is an honest. When He speaks, He's honest. Allah does not ask me to forgive, and He does not forgive. He practices what He preaches. One of them is Al-Adl. Allah is just. Al-Adl. His system is based on justice. Why today the whole world is being corrupt? Because justice is missing. And the first place justice is missing in the is the Muslim societies and the Muslim world and Muslim governments. Where is justice? The biggest number of refugees today, we find them in the Muslim world. The biggest number of homeless, of hungry people are in the Muslim world. Where is justice? Did they learn from justice? Some governments, they spend billions of dollars building mosques. Huge mosques. You can see this in Abu Dhabi. You can see this in Doha, Qatar. You can see this in Casablanca. But only a building, no spirit of Islam, no true Islam inside this building. They are making a museum. The masjid is not to be a museum. We are not a cathedral. The masjid, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. You go there to learn, to be true human being. It's not a museum. On the one hand, they build huge mosques, they spend billions of dollars. With the other hand, they give billions of dollars to terrorists like Daesh, like Al-Qaeda. With one hand, they build masjid. With the other hand, they promote terrorism and radicalism and sectarianism and hate among the Muslims. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. So these are the characters of Allah. And those who were able to emulate these characters are the Anbiya and the Imams, the successors to the Anbiya. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. So Quran says, call upon him with these names, meaning incorporate these names in your life. Learn from your Lord. You want to be close to him? Sometimes when we like a celebrity, we'd like to stand next to him and take a picture of him. So we show the picture. See, this is my picture with this and that. Do we take picture with God? How do we get close to him? God says, no. I don't have a physical shape or a color that you take my picture. No. Neither I can sign your paper or your book. You want to be close to me? Do what I am doing. Do what I am saying. Be my true servant. Learn from me. Learn from my characters. These are my characters. Learn from them. You get close to me. This is the way. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ And shun such people who يُلْحِدُون. They use profanity in his name. What is ilhad? You know, ilhad is the common meaning of ilhad or mulhid is someone who's atheist. But this is not the exact name in Arabic. This is not the exact meaning. Ilhad in Arabic literature means radicalism. When someone is radical, he's not moderate. And the person who does not believe in God is called mulhid because he's a radical. He's not moderate. Something wrong with his mind. He's not a moderate. He's not healthy. His mind is not healthy. The one who rejects God, there is something wrong here. He has to review himself. Otherwise, if you leave it to the sound character, the sound mind, to the fitrah that we have, every person accepts God. All the humanity would accept God. So those who reject God, it means they have something wrong in their mind. They are not okay. They are not healthy. He's mulhid. He's a radical. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ Allah says, stay away from them. Those who attribute to God, يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ means those who attribute to God something which is not right. Such as what? Such as what? In Islam, we have a group who believe that they can see God. This is wrong. We cannot see God, neither here nor in the hereafter. God does not have a physical shape. In order for us to see something, it has to have a physical shape, number one. What else it has to have?
Space.
Space, physical shape, what else? In order for you to see something, an object, a human, anything, any object.
A reflection.
Reflection of what?
Light.
Light,
yeah.
If this room is completely dark, do you see me? I can see some of you. You have shining face, alhamdulillah. Bright face. But we need to have some light. So these things are required. These things do not apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu nuru samawati wal ardh. He is the source of light. So how do we see him then? Imam Ali was asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, did you happen to see your Lord? He said, of course. How can I worship a Lord that I don't see? But, he said, I did not see him with this eyes. This is limited. I saw him with this one. The inner eyes, with my heart, with my brain, with my intelligence, I saw him. This is limited. These eyes are limited. Pharaoh said to his people, he said, put a ladder, let me go up and up and up. لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ إِلَهِ مُوسَىٰ I want to find where this guy is sitting, the Lord of Musa. He thought that God has a throne there. He's sitting in the sky, in the cloud, somewhere. So he wanted to see him. Because Pharaoh was an idiot. He cannot see God with this eyes. اللَّهُ نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Imam Hussein alayhi salam has a beautiful dua, dua Arafah. He says, عَمِيَتْ عَيْنٌ لَا تَرَاكَ عَلَيْهَا رَقِيبًا وَخَسِرَتْ صَفْقَةُ عَبْدٍ لَمْ تَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ حُبِّكَ نَصِيبًا Allahu Akbar. That eyes that does not see you is a blind eye. But not that physical, this eye. The Holy Quran says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ Real blindness is not the blindness of the heart, because you can bring someone who lost his sight, but he knows God very well. He can see God through his eyes. There are some people who have sharp vision. They can see everything except God. They cannot see him, because there is something wrong here in the heart. And there are some people who lost their physical physical vision, but they can see God very well. This is where we see God, with the heart. So we have some people in Islam, they say we can see God. This is polytheism, shirk. And let me tell you something, my friends. In Sahih al-Bukhari, I have it on my desk here. If you want, I can show you. Sahih al-Bukhari, the second sacred book after this. If you go anywhere today, if you ask what is the second book after Quran, they tell you Sahih al-Bukhari, al-Imam al-Bukhari. Sahih means authentic. He gathered more than 4,000 hadiths in that book that they believe that all from cover to cover are authentic, 100% correct. He says in that book, a section where ru'yatullah, seeing God. He says we can see God as we see the full moon. Last night was full moon. Did you see the moon? You can see God as you see the full moon. But the Quran says otherwise. Quran says no. Musa said, Ilahi, please let me see a glimpse of you. Just a glimpse, your picture. Allah said to him, innaka lan tarani. Don't waste your time. And don't repeat this sentence ever. You would never be able to see me. Musa, you have to be aqil. Where's your reason? I don't have a physical shape that you see me. Yes, you can see me through things. Everything in this universe is one of the wonders and ayat and signs of God. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. And everything, look at yourself. Look at yourself, your organs, yourself, your structure. You are one of the wonders of God. So you can see His wisdom, His existence, His mercy in you, in yourself, in everything in this universe. Everything in this universe. I was told by a doctor just 3 nights ago that they have discovered a worm. Worm, you know? The smallest thing is a worm. And this worm, when they put it under the microscope, they found that this worm carries with it every single organ that we have, small heart, small kidney, small liver, small stomach, it's all in this small worm. Imagine. Small human being, it's a worm. This is one of the wonders of God. Does not make you think of God? This is nature created this by accident? Nature created this? If you come to the city of Irvine and you ask how this city is running, and someone says by itself, nature is running it. Don't you laugh at him and tell him you're crazy? Such a big city, nice city, is run by itself. It has no mayor. It has no city hall. It has no police force by itself. It runs by itself. Can you imagine the whole universe runs by itself with no creator, no governor, no leader? We can't accept this. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. Shun away from those who prescribe profanity against God. One of them is those who believe that they can see God. One of them is those who believe in a Trinity. I tell my Christian friends, I tell them, listen, my friends, if God has a 3 parts, They ask me, what's the problem if God has 3 parts? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I tell them there is a big problem. They say, how? I say, because these parts, if they function together in harmony, it means they need each other, yes? If they function together, they need each other. And once you say God is in need, then He ceases to be God anymore. Because there is no difference between Him and me. I'm in need and God is in need. So what's the difference then? Why He's God and I'm not God? God is ghani, self-sufficient. Ghani, not just He has money in His bank account. Ghani, He's self-sufficient, meaning that he needs nothing, free of all needs, including himself. He does not need himself. This is what Imam Hussein says in Dua Arafat. If you reflect on that dua, he says, God, glory to you. You don't even need yourself, let alone needing others. We need others. We need food to survive. We need a drink. We need to rest. We need medication. We need sleep. We need our parents. We need our, you know, siblings. We need our wives, our husbands. You need people around you. You cannot live. You live lonely by yourself. You cannot survive. You need others with you. You need to be surrounded by everything. We are full of needs, and God is absolutely free of all needs. This is the difference. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Listen, people, you are the one who are in needs to your Lord. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. The only one in this universe who is free of all needs is Him. So you need Him. These are one of the nights. Tonight is one of the nights we get closer to Him. We stand in the middle of the night and we say, God, I love you. I need you. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone. I cannot survive without you. We can survive sometimes with no family, with no friends. But when it comes to God, we cannot survive. We get completely lost. Take advantage of this night. 5 minutes. If you can be with Him, exclusively with Him, just 5 minutes. Focus. Leave the dunya for a second. Be only with Him. You can survive. That's enough. That's enough. Few minutes of reflection. Few minutes of being genuine only with Allah. Express to Him your weakness. Express to Him your need that you cannot survive. Please don't let me alone. Don't leave me alone. Say this to Allah. This is ibadah. This is how we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we become more humble in this life. When we really express our need and we believe we really need Him, not just by tongue, by amal, by actions. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, the mother can leave you, the father can leave you, your wife can leave you, your children could, your doctor, your lawyer, everyone could leave you. The one who does not leave you and does not turn away from you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had a funeral just last night, or the night before last night, Tuesday. Funeral of a young girl at the age of 6 who died in a swimming pool here. And imagine her father and her mother, they were with us. It's very difficult. Sometimes you hear the story, you hear it, but sometimes you see it. And when I went for her janaza, little body, I could not control myself. We buried her on Tuesday. And of course, you should look at her mother. Her mother was completely distraught. I don't blame her. When you see your own baby dies right before your eyes, in your house, very difficult. I said to them, the only refuge you have is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what the Quran says. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Alladhina qalu, alladhina idha asabatuhum musibah. At the time of a tragedy, you call upon Allah. Your 911 is Him. You will find the peace. You will find the inner peace. Allah will bring you the inner peace. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم greetings from their lords ورحمة and mercy وأولئك هم المهتدون. They're going to find guidance. When you are lost, only Allah can provide you with guidance. So this is the difference. We do not believe in a trinity because Allah is not divided. If He's divided, then each section needs the other. Once you say Allah is in need, then He's not Lord. He's not a Lord. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. So your zone, each person is going to see the result of what he's doing in this life. If you do good, then don't worry about your future. You know why we fear death? We all fear death. You know why? You know why we fear death? Death is like a sleep. Death is like a sleep. So why people fear? They fear the consequences after death. They know that they are going to be driven to a court. They stand before Allah. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ Those who are not prepared, they fear the death. I remember myself, when we had finals, the day I get prepared for my finals, I sleep in peace, I wake up in the morning, happy, I go and I know the answer, and I submit the answers, and I know I am passing. The day, I don't prepare. I have fear in my heart. I know I'm not prepared. I did not work hard for this day. Imagine if a lady, she has guests, she invited some guests to her house for dinner or lunch, and she does not go, she doesn't do shopping, she doesn't, you know, prepare the food, she does not cook the food, she does not make catering from the restaurant, and then in about 30 minutes the guests are going to come. Is she going to be happy? No? I think she would run away from the house. She's not ready. When we are not ready for the next station, we fear death. But if we are ready, you do al-amal as-salih. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا الصَّبْرِ Why should you fear death? You know that Allah is merciful. Allah is receiving you. At the time of death, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا The most generous. If you go to the house of a person who is the most generous, kind, smiling, you know, do you fear? You don't fear. You go with happiness. We are going to Allah, back to Allah, who is the most kind and the most forgiving. Why should we fear? If we are well prepared, we don't fear. But if we are not prepared, we must fear. Yes, we must fear. And we have a few days ahead of us. Either we go into this direction or that direction. There is nothing in the middle. Either when we exit this life, we see the malaika, this book says. When at the time of their death, the angels, they come. They tell them, Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya. Don't fear. We will be with you. We are ushering you in this journey. You are not alone in this journey. Even if you stay in the grave, we are with you there. The hadith says, As-salat, when we are put in the grave, they shut the grave, they close it, and the family and the friends, they go to their businesses, to their life. They move away. At that time, we feel lonely. Of course we feel lonely. A dark house, we feel lonely. The first thing that comes to us is as-salat. If we took care of our prayers, the salat comes and sits behind the head, says, I am going to stay with you, sit here with you. I am holding your hand. As-siyam, the fasting, if the fasting was for Allah, not for the dunya, is going to protect us. The zakat, the hajj, these items are going to protect you. Then sabr comes, patience. When sabr comes, sabr is going to say to the prayers and the fasting and the zakat and the hajj, listen, if you can protect him, that would be good. If not, I am here to protect him by myself. Sabr. Sabr is the essence of our worshipping. If our worshipping is good, it would produce something called sabr, patience and tolerance. You see things around you, but you don't lose your faith. This is sabr. The meaning of sabr is that you may lose your health, your money, a family member, but still you have a strong relationship with Allah. This is the meaning of sabr. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, the mu'min would never leave this life until they show him his or her place in paradise. Do you check in before your flight? 24 hours, I do that. And I choose my seat. I choose my seat myself. So when I go to the airport, I am not surprised or shocked with a seat that I don't like. I know before the flight that I'm going to be in this seat. Whether it's a window, whether it's an aisle, whether... I choose my seat. This is exactly what we do in this dunya before akhirah. They show us our seat. This is your seat. But if he's a munafiq, if he's a corrupt person, if he's zalim, they also show him his seat where? In the hellfire, reserved for him. Before he leaves, before he departs, they show him. Both are shown their seats. And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, at the time of death, every mu'min is going to see me at the time of death. We're going to see the face of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. If that person is a good believer, Amir al-Mu'mineen will smile in his face. But if that person is a corrupt person, he did not do good in this life, he will see Amir al-Mu'mineen, but not smiling, frowning in his face. Frowning in his face. And this is what the Quran tells us. Inshallah, we are ready for Saturday, the celebration of the Milad of Mawlana wa Sayyiduna Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Please do come here at 6. Tashrif Bialitsa at the Sheesh Barnamesh Ruhmishe. And then we need your help. I was told that this Islamic center depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your own donations. If you want this center to be successful, inshallah, providing services, the month of Ramadan is coming, we have many expenses in this country, in this place. Try to help us, inshallah. Try to be generous. The money that you give for this masjid, for Islam, would not be wasted. It will be dhakhira for you. Reserve. It will be reserved for you. So try to be generous and give. We have to give. The giving that we give today, it's going to come back to us tomorrow. This is the wording of the Quran. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوا. When you do goodness, you do. You give, you donate today, you تَجِدُوا, you will find it tomorrow, right before your eyes. So we ask you to, inshallah, come at 6 p.m. to commemorate or to celebrate the Milad of our Imam. And let's again, at the conclusion, recite our dua for our Imam, for his لتعجيل الفرج وظهور الإمام, for his return inshallah, to bring peace and happiness and stability with him to the entire earth and the population of earth. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه. Also they asked me to recite أمن يجيب المضطر. We have many people who are, you know, with ailment. They are asking, this night is a holy night. Try to remember them, pray for them, pray for yourself, your relatives, your friends, your community, your country. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وسجناءنا وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والشهداء وإلى روح المرحوم حجة الإسلام والمسلمين السيد رضا البطحائي وأرواح الشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.